We are outside of Athens, Georgia, in the workshop of Ryan Wendell, where he hand builds a variety of drums. Ryan plays drums and now builds drums. Thank you, Ryan, for having me in this amazing workshop. Can you walk me through how you build a drum?
Okay, so most congas, and I focus mainly on congas and bongo and bata drums, which basically come from Cuba as a middle point from Africa way back when.
Right.
In Africa, drums are hollowed out logs, right? Whether they're carved or burned or, you find termite hollowed logs, that kind of thing. And as they develop, as the rhythms and everything develop, so does the process basically for building the drums. So in Cuba, they adapted rum barrels and basically just big barrels, and they would take them apart and rebuild them into the shape of the traditional drums. And that's still basically how most congas, tumbadoras, are made today. They take small individual pieces of wood and cut them into slats and then glue them all together. And then, turn that on a lathe to make it perfect on the outside, and then hardware, skin, and you have a drum. What I decided was I wanted to go back to the original and make them out of solid shells, which you can find them in Cuba. They're very rare, and there's very few people doing it because it is one heck of a lot of work. And my process, basically, I'm taking locally sustainably harvested trees, which means I don't go out into the woods and cut down trees to make drums. I only collect what's already been cut or being cut and would otherwise be either taken to the dump or chipped up for chicken houses or, animal bedding, that kind of stuff. And I kind of divert that wood over into building the instruments. So I have some big machinery that allows me to core out the drums. Coring versus hollowing means I'm pulling out a chunk from the center of the drum. With that chunk, say like from this tumba, I can make bongos, right? So I can really try to use as much of the wood as possible. If I can't, basically it heats our house in the winter, so we try to use everything. So I have a huge lathe. My lathe is basically really built for making congas, specifically that type of drum. It can be adapted to do other things, and if I wanted to adapt it to make a bowl, I could make a 4 foot wide by 4 foot long bowl. It's the size of my lathe for that allows me to do this. Basically with the drums, I originally started off looking at it as a resonating chamber, not just an empty barrel that you slap a skin on, because I really wanted to try and create a Stradivarius, a Steinway type of conga, which, when I was playing all the time, the reason that I wanted to build these is because I saw kind of how other drums were being built and how some of the more common ones factory-built ones are being made. And I really wanted to design something from the ground up as a musical instrument as opposed to, a product made for profit. So I started designing these with all the dimensions in mind of creating a resonating chamber. And the head, the playing surface, is in a specific ratio to the inside of the belly, the diameter size, as well as the sound hole. And the belly is placed in a certain position up the drum.
Right.
So that you're creating a perfect resonating chamber, or as close to perfect as I can.
That's all
shoot
physics.
For. So it's all physics, yeah. I started from physics and did a lot of homework before I started even trying to cut wood, figuring out how to create something that not only gives you the best sound, but is also sort of tweakable. So if somebody wants more bass, I can change the structure of the inside of the drum.
Interesting.
So I think I always felt like the biggest contribution that I could make to the music that grabbed me and that I love so much was more in building the drums than playing them. There are such just amazing and great players out there, and of course I love to play the drums. But I felt like I wanted to make a contribution. I wanted to push the whole thing forward in some way. And I always felt like building them would be more feasible for me to do that than by just trying to go out there and play the music and, you know.
Right.
So I had to kind of transition, and that's, you know, I was playing and trying to get you know, myself out there and get the music out there as much as possible. But it takes a lot of time and a lot of work to build these drums. And so at a certain point I had to say, okay, I am not a professional musician. I am a drum builder, you know, and that's what I want to do, and that's what I'm doing.
How many drums do you make?
How many, like, quantity or types, or what do you...
Both.
Well, geez, so far I have made probably around 700 drums.
My goodness. Oh, my goodness.
And, yeah, so I make conga drums, I make bomba drums, barriles de bomba from Puerto Rico, which is sort of like, almost like a smaller, like a more squat but fatter-bellied conga sort of looking thing.
Okay.
Same sort of thing with those in Puerto Rico. They started using barrels from molasses, which are smaller because molasses is more dense than rum. And so they started building drums out of smaller barrels. Interesting little tidbit. I make bongo drums. I've made tamboras. I make Cuban bata. I make djembes, but I don't do so much djembe. What I do with djembes is I import shells from Africa that are really high quality and hand-carved, and I take that African shell and I build hardware for it. Which is sort of a newfangled way of doing it, but there are a lot of people out there who are interested because you can tune it up and down really quick.
And you have a website, manitopercussion.com.
Yes.
Where they can go to and take a look at what you offer.
Yes, manitopercussion.com. Also on Facebook, facebook.com/manitopercussion. And actually more of my Facebook has been a the market for quite a while, so more of my portfolio is on Facebook than my website, actually, as far as, you know, you can see everything that I've done, or a lot of what I've done through the Facebook page.
Well, thank you very much. This has been an amazing discovery of what drums are like from the tree out.
Well, thank you very much. It's
thank
always a
you.
Pleasure to have you.